At state capitals across the country, gun laws are under the microscope.
And Michigan is no exception.
But the reality is, we are not seeing a rethinking of gun policy. Everyone's just returned to their corners.
I'm Zoe Clark.
I'm Rick Pluta.
This is It's Just Politics.
There is increasing pressure for Lansing to do something following the school shootings in Parkland, Florida.
Democrats in Michigan want universal background checks and a red flag law.
Only five states have that right now.
These laws allow police or family members to ask a judge to order guns to be removed from someone deemed a threat.
Governor Rick Snyder says he could get behind that type of legislation, but he is an outlier in the Republican Party on that and has no plans to lead on the question.
Although he has vetoed legislation to allow concealed weapons in schools. Nevertheless, Democrats and gun control advocates think the environment's shifted now in favor of more limits on access to guns.
But that does not appear to be the case, at least not yet. Republicans are in control in Lansing and still more inclined toward laws that would allow guns where they are banned right now.
Republicans, including Representative Jim Runstead, are drafting legislation that would allow teachers who've gotten training to have guns in schools.
The typical shooting takes place in 3 to 5 minutes. It typically takes police more than 5 minutes to get there. So this is an opportunity for the schools to have somebody react in seconds and actually protect these students.
There are currently 53 active bills dealing with guns and weapons sitting in the legislature. Multiple bills are waiting for a hearing in Runstead's House Judiciary Committee. But there's little to no consensus on what to do.
More guns versus fewer guns. The stalemate continues, and it will continue unless the Election Day dynamic changes.
We are firm and persistent, and we are telling everyone that we have an enormous body of volunteers who are very passionate about this issue. We're ready to knock on doors and help candidates who are with us on this issue and ready to vote the ones who aren't out.
That's Emily Durbin from the group Moms Demand Action Coalition.
She was on the public television show Off the Record over the weekend.
Durbin says there is movement for change. Republican leaders, however, for the moment, are betting otherwise.
The assumption in Lansing, and it's fair to say across the nation, is that if anything is going to change on how to address gun violence, it will be in the direction of more gun control.
So opponents will try to wait out the current controversy.
Or will pressure from the public, from groups like Moms Demand Action, grow so great that legislative leaders will have no choice but to do something or appear to do something.
Rick Pluta is the Lansing Bureau Chief for the Michigan Public Radio Network.
Zoe Clark is the resident political junkie at Michigan Radio.